Icons of Style at the Getty. It's our talk on KCRW. Fashion and art go hand in hand, right? Whether that be the design of the clothing or shoes or makeup, maybe the runway shows and the ads that highlight those things. The collective pictures of fashion is an art world unto its own. And those photos are getting a show at the Getty Museum. And Hunter Drohioska-Philp is here with Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
When I think of fashion as art, I think of Andy Warhol. I think of Anna Wintour and the New York scene of the 60s and 70s. Can those things be characterized the same way as, say, an Edgar Degas or an Ed Ruscha?
Well, I would say they're the beneficiaries of, you know, the previous 40 years of fashion integrating itself with the art and art integrating itself with fashion, going back to like 1911 when this exhibition at the Getty starts.
So this is about pictures, but is it also about clothing and fashion as depicted in the art world?
Well, curator Paul Martineau did a very wise thing. He borrowed clothing representing each kind of period. And so in each gallery of about a period, there's a mannequin wearing, say, a Christian Dior suit, a black 1948. Black, cinched in waist, full skirt, his new look. And in that same gallery, you'll see Richard Avedon's photograph of a model wearing a very similar suit, walking away from the camera so you don't see her face, but you see people looking at her. You can really see how the photographers transformed a person wearing clothing into something much more.
How long have we been photographing fashion?
You know, prior to the 20th century, illustration was largely used. The first photographs in this show are a little bit Edwardian style, but it really takes off in the 1920s when Edward Steichen takes over as principal photographer for Condé Nast, who was, by the way, a person, and who hired him to sort of bring the ideas of art into the way he photographed fashion and people. And you see it quite clearly as each gallery is sort of a period, say, the Roaring 20s or the 30s, when there's a depression going on, but actually it's also the time of surrealism. So you'll see how an artist like Man Ray, who was associated with the ideas of surrealism, he uses some of those ideas in a picture, say, of a model wearing a glimmering Viognier gown and sitting in a rustic wooden wheelbarrow, the idea of the contrasts. And this is also something the surrealists like to do. They like to use shock, and they were among the first artists to use photography in a sort of subversive way.
You touched on the point, though, that you said before 1911 or before the 19-teens, a lot of these were illustrations. A lot of these ads for fashion were drawn into magazines or drawn as a part of Graphat. So is that what this is, just a commercialization of all those things?
I mean, this sort of work has always been like sort of the stepchild of the larger art world, although the boundaries between contemporary art and fashion have all but disappeared, really, and the idea of the boundaries between the commercial and the fine art realms have also slightly disappeared. This is almost like a parallel history there, and you actually see in this exhibition how photography itself changes. You see all of it happen in this exhibition, which is ostensibly about commercial photography of fashion. But you see fashion change, you see social roles change.
It almost sounds like a cyclorama, sort of going way back over the years, back to more than a century.
Well, it's very refreshing. And in fact, if you want to hear more from the clothes horses' mouths, as it were, a trio of the supermodels who are figured in these pictures, Beverly Johnson and Cheryl Teagues and Patricia Velasquez, all very well known, are going to be speaking Wednesday, August 1st in the evening at the Getty Museum. So you can hear more about it directly from them.
And the show continues, by the way, through October, October 21st. More on kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.